I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 51 degrees.
A crash causing some big delays on SR-36 in Tooele. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
Police say a Magna man threatened to get a gun and shoot everyone at football practice.
He says, I'll be back, and when I come back, I'm going to shoot you and every one of these kids.
The man who made the threat is now in jail. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
And Amanda, officers say they took Joshua Scott Howard here to the Salt Lake County Jail after they were called about what had happened, and then they tracked him down. Coaches and parents say that dozens of kids were at the Cypress Youth Football Team practice when there was an argument or a fight nearby. It was getting louder, and a woman was pleading for help. Coach Russ talked to KSL TV.
She was crying, shaking. A guy was in her face, so I yelled at him, get away from her, leave the park. He says, I'll be back, and when I come back, I'm going to shoot you and every one of these kids.
The coaches called police, and they and parents got everyone out of the park. Now, if this suspect is charged and then convicted, he could face up to 5 years in prison. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The search for Brian Laundrie will resume again this morning in Florida, now that the police have confirmed the body found in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito.
In a swampy area of Northport, Florida, police continue searching for fellow traveler, boyfriend Brian Laundrie.
Terrain's very difficult. Essentially, 75% of it's underwater.
Police Commander Joe Fossil says numerous agencies are assisting.
ATVs, UTVs. We have multiple drone operators.
Investigators removed potential evidence from Laundrie's parents' home this week. Petito's parents think Laundrie's family members have been covering for him. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says the president's immigration policy is a, quote, monumental disaster. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
And the statement came at a Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee meeting. Romney says even without other disasters, the policy will leave the federal government hanging on by a thread. The Deseret News reports the senator was most upset over a proposal by Democrats to send $300 checks to parents of the undocumented for each of their children. Romney tweeted, "I can't think of a more enticing reason to enter our country illegally." The Homeland Security meeting came after images emerged of Border Patrol agents riding horses trying to grab Haitian migrants and push them back toward Mexico. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Federal Reserve wraps up a batch of meetings today, and investors will be paying close attention.
The Federal Reserve is expected to have a few announcements when it wraps up its latest meeting today. When it comes to interest rates, most economists expect Chair Jerome Powell to say it's leaving them alone. But when it comes to stimulus programs put in place during the pandemic, the Fed is expected to say that the end is near and that it will begin to taper off some of the bond buying in the months to come.
ABC's Daria Alpinger reporting.
The FDA is expected to approve Pfizer booster shots today for those 65 and up, as well as for those with high-risk conditions. This comes as the virus continues to surge around the country. Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff with the Ohio Department of Health is telling younger adults that the virus is not something to take lightly.
If you're young and unvaccinated, it's now probably only a question of when, not if, you get COVID-19.
He says they continue to see younger adults end up in the hospital in bad shape.
A group of people in Florida filled a Polk County Commission meeting demanding the deworming drug ivermectin be made available to treat COVID-19.
What is going on is just insane that in these hospitals, they're not, doctors are not treating these people the right way.
Health officials say there is no evidence showing the drug that fights off parasites will kill off the COVID virus. The Utah Health Department even issued a warning saying a person here ended up in the hospital with serious health problems after taking the drug.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.